Hi, I'm Tyler Cox, Operations Manager of WBAP.
And Steve Barrett of Arborological Services.
Hi, I'm Nancy Progelhoff, Marketing Manager of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine.
We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you guys very, very much. And ladies, and thank you very much for tuning us in this Sunday morning. It's going to be a warm one, as you're hearing on the weather. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, joining us right now on the hotline. His report is sponsored by the great folks at Dallas Plumbing Company. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
I appreciate your joining us, and we have concerts in the garden going on every weekend now for another couple, 3 weeks.
Through July 4th.
And all right.
Tonight is no exception. The concert lawn opens at 6:30 p.m. The concerts start at 8:15. Fireworks follow every concert. Tonight's concert features the Byron Stripling Quartet. This is a must-see for jazz fans. They'll be doing Gershwin and Gumbo. That's the title. So, anyway, patrons may bring their own food and drinks, or they may purchase from vendors on site. Tickets may be purchased on-site or online at fwsymphony.org.
In all sincerity, I ask my question. Did you say Gershwin and Gumbo or Gumbo?
Gershwin and Gumbo.
Gumbo.
So we're talking about some New Orleans jazz and
gotcha.
Gershwin and, yeah.
Gotcha. Now that makes sense. I'm with you. fwsymphony.org, folks, is where you get the tickets. You can come out and take a chance on getting tickets, but the way to be sure is to go to fwsymphony.org. We're going to give you the website URL for the Botanic Garden in a little while, but the tickets are not there. They're at fwsymphony.org. What will we see if we come out to the gardens today or this evening?
Well, I was looking through the trial garden this past weekend. It's just full of color, and really people need to see what's doing well this time of the year. And there's a hibiscus that is absolutely stunning. It's called Copper King. This is a hardy hibiscus that gets about 4 feet tall. It has burgundy foliage and then light pink flowers streaked with maroon. You should like that color, with a maroon eye. Just very striking and beautiful, large flowers. Also in the trial garden, we have a daylily called Peggy's Strawberry Surprise. What impresses me about this one is that its stalks are 3 feet tall and fully erect. I mean, just straight up and down. The large flowers are held aloft these straight stems, and they have petals that are orange-red with a yellow throat, a beautiful daylily.
If I'm not mistaken, that may be named for Peggy Hamill from the Mid-Cities.
Exactly.
Dear friend, yeah.
Yep. And we also have a summer phlox called John Fannick that is doing very well. This is a hardy perennial that gets about 3 feet tall. It has showy clusters of light pink blossoms with darker pink throats. It does have a compact growth habit. In other words, the stems don't fall over. The foliage is a nice dark green, and it's clean, no powdery mildew. This is a phlox that tolerates heat, drought, and it resists powdery mildew. This is a Texas superstar plant, and if you want to learn more about those plants, people can visit TexasSuperstar.com for more details.
Yeah, that's a double S in the middle of that when you spell it out, folks. Otherwise, you won't get it. There are not many perennial phloxes that do well in Texas heat. That's been my experience, and with the powdery mildew issues. What's the old one called? I don't have a name for it.
But it's the pinkish purple.
The one that you see in the old neighborhoods. And then John Fannick from Fannick Nursery in San Antonio. I guess it's probably Jerry Parsons who found that. Might have been Greg Grant, but one of the culprits, and a beautiful, beautiful phlox. It's been around, 10 or 12 years now, Steve?
Yeah.
And has really caught on. Now, where is the perennial trial garden?
It is just southwest of the Japanese Garden parking lot.
All right, do you pull into the Japanese Garden parking lot?
Yes, park in the Japanese Garden parking lot and then just walk over to the trial garden.
And folks, if you're going to see the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, the Japanese Garden is really worth a look in the summertime because that's the coolest place in town.
Yes.
That's really good. You have a little extra charge to get in there, but it's worth it. And
take
some quarters to feed the koi. So there you are. I'm sorry, I'm giving the whole tour for you here, Steve.
Hey, you're doing
a good
job.
I'll bring my bus today.
Please do.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. All right, how do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, we are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And so that's just a couple miles west of downtown off I-30 and just south of Casa Manana. A lot of people know exactly how to drive to that or to the museum area, and you're right there, so that's easy. 24-hour information, phone number?
That is 817-871-7686.
And then your website is just the abbreviation of the name of the place, and that is?
FWBG.org.
From the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, it's Steve Huddleston, my friend of many, many years. Thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you.
All right, talk to you next Sunday. Sponsored by Dallas Plumbing Company. They've served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations. And I hope you have a chance to meet one of them or several. I did on my sales call there a long time back now. It's been a year or more. And I was so impressed with them. They are really friendly, outgoing people. And they and that, you know, that telescopes in a business to the employees. And when you meet their people, they are the same way. That's cool. Voted the best plumber by D Magazine, best pick plumber, air conditioning and heating by Best Pick Report and Consumer's Choice Award for many, many years. Dallas Plumbing Company, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts, but turn soon because this offer expires late this week. Through June 30, get up to $1,350 cash back on an amazing new Infinity air and heating system powered by Greenspeed. It shatters the myths about heat pump efficiency in our climate, and plus with 0% interest for up to 12 months, with regular minimum payment, this is a bargain you can't afford to miss. We took advantage of this, and the rebate is just wonderful. The cash back and the savings on energy and how quiet it is when it runs, it's amazing. They also have a faucet, sink, toilet, and kitchen and bathroom display area at the Kitchen and Bath Showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. Avoid problems with fitting your fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. That's Dallas Plumbing. They're open 6 days a week at that location at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, just north of LBJ, and open 6 days a week at their phone number. They can do emergency Sunday work. You can call them anytime at 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300, Dallas Plumbing Company since 1903, dallasplumbing.com. Remember, that rebate offer, the very special offer, expires June 30, dallasplumbing.com.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right, we are back to our phones now. We go to Diana in Justin. Diana, thank you for waiting so patiently. How may I help?
Well, thank you so much. My name is Diana. I'm manager at Justin Place. Mm-hmm. And we recently did a renovation on the exterior landscaping. And we have no sprinkler system, and the ground was very hard because the property's an older property. We planted maiden grass, knockout roses, Mexican feather grass, lantana, and salvia.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what to look for, how often I should water these.
All right, and the first plant that you mentioned, maiden grass, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me tell you that the secret normally in watering plants is to water deeply and try to water less frequently. A lot of people try to water way too often, and that's where we waste water. Now, that's more common with sprinkler systems where they're allowed to run every day, and that's just silly. In the case of these plants, since they're brand new and since we're going into the hottest, driest part of the summer of the year, you're probably going to need, you'll obviously be hand watering them, and you're probably going to need to water them every couple of days. I have a lot of plants I put out over the winter, and we're watering them every 2 days, just the plants, not the things around them, not the turf, not the established trees and shrubs, but just those plants. And then the other plants get watered on a normal basis of whatever that is on 4 or 5 day intervals. I do have a sprinkler system. I have a smart controller that varies the cycle of how long it is between runnings because of the weather conditions. But Diana, I think if you're unsure of should I water or not water, I think you better water. during the hot weather, because your margin of error is going to be hours. And if you let it go dry for a day, you may lose some of those plants. The grasses will be a little more resilient, but they will turn brown, and that's not what you want. The salvias are pretty durable, but again, if you let them get too dry for a day or two, then it really sets them back. I would have a long-handled water wand and a water breaker on the end of it. You see them in nurseries and hardware stores and home centers. They're called water breakers, or little 400, because they have 400 holes in the head, I guess. I never counted them. But that will help you water by hand more efficiently. I don't know of another way to suggest. If you put a little sprinkler out in an area in a bed and let it run, you could do that, but that takes more water, and it's probably not quite as dependable. Hand watering for the first summer is a good plan, especially if they're planted right at the beginning of the summer. You still there? Well, Randy, I don't know if I just bore these people. They fall asleep and the phone hits the floor, or what happens, but are you just hanging up on them to scare me, Randy? Maybe that's it. All right. We're going to come back we'll come back to Susan and to Pat in just a second. We need to get a break in, so just stay with us, folks, we will. And you know, I got to confess, we have a new station with a lot of new wiring, and phones do sometimes drop out. I was hearing a lot of clicking, so I don't know what she was doing. Maybe her phone died because she was on hold a while. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Let me tell you the special that we have going on for you, because it is, I think, a very nice special, and we'd love to have you as a subscriber. The normal one-year subscription price is $23.95, and that is a big savings off the individual issue price. However, you know, we don't put it in stores anyway, and so that $23.95 is just kind of the asking price. It's the going price. It's what we have to charge to make a living with the magazine. You compare that to the big national magazines, they are several dollars more for their subscription, same numbers of issues. Now, here is the offer that we have for you. If you'd like to give us as a gift the second subscription, the gift subscription would be at half the normal price. So $23.95 for yours, $11.97 for the gift. The total price is $35.92, and both of you will have a subscription to a wonderful gardening magazine written just for the great state of Texas. That's not that complicated. In fact, if you just want to make it a two-year subscription to yourself, that's fine with me. 800-752-GROW. Every word of our magazine is written just for the state of Texas. It has my name on it. It has my promise of your satisfaction, or we'll refund every penny. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You can give two one-year subscriptions or one two-year subscription to yourself, whatever you want. $35.92. 800-752-GROW. You need to call before 11 o'clock today. This is not even on our website. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
First it rains, then it's dry. What's a gardener to do? What's a foundation owner to do for your home? Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and you call Advanced Foundation Repair. As dry soils gain moisture, they expand, putting enormous pressure on foundations, and then they dry and you see cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when you call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
All right, let's talk about North Haven Gardens right now. I think that'd be a capital idea. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road. They are between Hillcrest and Central Expressway, where they have been since 1951. This is a glorious garden center. Here is breaking news from North Haven Gardens. Fall tomatoes are in stock now at North Haven Gardens. I think they ought to get a plaque for their wall from Neil saying, this place, this wonderful place, is the place to go for tomatoes, because they have the plants at the right times. So many nurse them and don't get them until a month from now or 6 weeks from now. That's too late. North Haven has them right now. Golden Mama, they have some heirloom types like Green Zebra and Cherokee Purple, Better Boy, and many, many more. I have a good friend of mine who I believe may be their grower. He grows a lot of things for them, and he grows top quality plants. NHG.com for more information. NHG.com, lots of great varieties of fall tomatoes in stock now at North Haven Gardens. They'll help you get them established. They'll give you the guidance of what you need to do. All summer bulbs, caladiums, rain lilies, callas, glads, much more. Buy one, get one free. 50% off select shrubs, including lots of drought-tolerant varieties. Buddleia, Vitex, Texas Mountain Laurel, Witch Hazel, Pyracantha, and more. 2-for-1 roses. Visit their specials page at NHG.com for more great deals. NHG.com, it's North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. Open 7 days a week. 214-363-5316. It's North Haven Gardens in North Dallas.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. The weather is changing. Storms seem to be getting worse and worse over those years. You hear about it all the time. Armor Guard can protect you and your family from severe weather, tornadoes, much more. There are all kinds of things that happen. Armor Guard has four main types of storm shelters and safe rooms. They have concrete in ground and concrete safe rooms, in other words, above ground. They have steel in ground, and they have steel safe rooms. They're easily installed in urban homes. They are not just for country dwellers. In fact, you've seen bad tornadoes that have gone through cities. The most popular shelter is one that can be placed right inside the garage. Armor Guard's products meet or exceed the FEMA 320, 360, and ICC 500 building codes. You know those codes. I don't know those codes. They were tested for FEMA at the Wind and Science Research Center at Texas Tech University. They can withstand an F5 tornado at 250 miles an hour. Now, that's language I can speak. All products are reasonably priced. They normally, can you imagine an F5 tornado at 250 miles an hour and they can withstand that? Oh my goodness. All of their products are reasonably priced and can normally be installed within 2 to 3 weeks of your order. Financing is available. They take all major credit cards. They come with a lifetime warranty. Have you ever worried about where you or your family would go in case of a tornado? Don't wait for severe weather. Be prepared with Armor Guard storm shelter and safe rooms. Call Carolyn or Tim today at 214-520-6100. 214-520-6100, or visit their website at armorguardshelters.com. A-R-M-O-U-R, guardshelters.com. A-R-M-O-U-R, armorguardshelters.com. Go to Susan in Mansfield. Susan, this is Neil. Good morning and welcome. How can I help?
Good morning, Neil. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
And, I like to grow sunflowers in the summer. And, once they grow and bloom, then the grasshoppers are eating all their leaves. And I haven't really tried anything because I heard they're really hard to kill. But I was wondering if you know what I could do.
Well, they are hard to kill. There are two reasons for that. The insecticides work on them. That's not the problem. The problem is they're very large and extremely mobile, and that counts as one of the reasons. And secondly, they fly in from a long distance. I guess that's part of the mobility issue. And so they may be coming from your neighbor's property, and you don't have any jurisdiction there. But if there are tall weeds that you can reduce, that will help get rid of them. But usually out in a sunflower area, there are going to be other things around that they also like. So it's kind of hard to eliminate them by just getting rid of their habitat. What you can do in terms of spraying for anywhere from short-term relief to permanent relief for this season would be to spray with something like permethrin and then spray down over the plants. You don't want to spray from the ground up. A lot of times when people start a sprayer, they have it aimed down just to see where it's going. And as they do that, if they're aimed at the, in your case, the sunflowers, then they're going to scare up the grasshoppers. They'll fly ahead of the spray. They won't be coated in it. Whereas if you spray downward, then they will be. So that's the one thing that will help you, but it's not going to be as effective as you hope my answer would be. They're tough because they're so big and so mobile.
What is permethrin?
Permethrin is a type of kind of new age insecticide that you'll find in many products. Permethrin.
Okay.
P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N. Permethrin. There are other insecticides.
It's a short term.
Beg your pardon?
Short term. Basically, it's a short term kind of relief to get them out of there. And
that's exactly. It kills the ones in with which it makes contact. There's nothing that you can put out there that's going to kill the new ones that come in. We don't have that kind of insecticide anymore, and I don't think they ever worked very well on grasshoppers anyway. Systemics, they usually eat so much so fast that if it were going to kill them, great, but the plant's gone anyway. It doesn't matter, kind of a deal. So are your sunflowers blooming yet?
Yeah, they're blooming.
Well, and are these the big giant sunflowers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I don't think you have a long-term need. I think you have a short-term need. If you will spray the grasshoppers that are there currently, it's going to be hard to spray down on giant sunflowers. But anyway, if you'll spray the ones that are there now, the sunflowers will be gone in 2 or 3 weeks. They don't last very long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Pat in Colleyville now. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I'm calling about an insect that is eating the center of my coneflower, the gold center, and it's turning it black and shredded looking.
What does the insect look like?
I don't. It's a teeny tiny little bug. Unless it's a deterioration in the plant.
Well, I think that may be what you're seeing. Maybe I'm the last to notice this. I've had coneflowers a lot, and I also, I'm a sucker for them for photos because I think it's the prettiest, most photogenic flower that we have, and so I'm always out taking photos. I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
Okay.
Now, I do see it when the flowers are done. The petals are falling and the outer florets are falling, and the whole thing's going downhill. That may be what you're observing.
Okay. I'm seeing it before the petals fall. And sometimes
break one open.
Like it goes from plant to plant. It'll just be a little small thing. And
Pat, break one open and see what you see. See if you can get some kind of insect to tumble out on a piece of newspaper or something so you can get a better idea of what you're looking at, or white paper.
Okay.
But if there's an insect in there, and if they're sufficient enough to be eating the whole center of the coneflower cone out, then that's voracious eating, and you ought to see either one big guy or a lot of little things eagerly chomping away. I don't know what you're going to find.
It goes all the way down my fence.
Seven dust is the best control for chewing insects, or seven spray if you want to spray it into the flowers. But I'm still not convinced you need to do that or should do that. You need to find out what the pest is.
Would seven harm the butterflies and bees?
Seven is not good on bees. That's exactly right. That's a very good point, and they're very active on the coneflowers. I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Get a couple of those heads and go into a nursery and just open the thing up in front of a really good, a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional.
Okay.
Let them look at it while you are, say, here's what I'm looking at. What caused this? Is this old age? Is it what color are your coneflowers? The standard kind
the
of lavender?
Pink.
The hot pink, lavender pink. Yeah, well, that one's very, very durable. There are some new colors, and I thought maybe they weren't very strong in the heat or something. But
Pat,
I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I'm going to have to send you to a nurseryman or let you do some more investigating on your own.
Let me ask you one more thing.
All right.
Is the coneflower seed the black, flaky-looking part of the, or is it a white cone, white seed down in there that pushes the black out?
The black are the seeds. The seeds are black.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've noticed some little white things that fall out.
Well, let them fall onto paper and see if they start walking around.
No, they're hard. They're like little pebbles.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure the seeds are black. I haven't taken it that far along and saved the seeds from the coneflower. I'm pretty sure they're black. Yeah.
Well, I'll let mine go until the end of the summer and let them fall. But sure. I'm just worried that they're not making good seed anymore.
No, it doesn't sound like it. That doesn't sound very good. Well, good luck with it. I appreciate your call.
Thanks,
Diana, I see that you have called back, and I am sorry I didn't get you out of sequence there. I forgot to do that. I'm going to let Michelle and also Charlie and Dwayne, whoever talked to you, and make sure that you need to be back. You may have heard my replies. She had called right before the last break, and I didn't see that she'd called back. The call dropped in some way. What is scoliosis? Well, it's a disorder of the spine in which the vertebrae actually rotate, and a curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7.5 years now. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform the Scully Score test, a member of the physician's office team takes a saliva sample from your child and then sends the sample to the lab for analysis. We're talking about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, the Baylor Scoliosis Center there. Physicians should receive results back within 2 to 3 weeks, and then a personalized treatment plan for your child is determined. The Scully Score test is appropriate for children between ages of 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. You can visit thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, or call 1-800-4-BAYLOR to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center. That's 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And I might add that Baylor McKinney will be opening on July 6th. And a lot of the staff is being shared back and forth and the leadership. And so I don't think they'll be offended if I talk about Baylor Plano, where our daughter's life was saved. And that's at the northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush Turnpike. I don't think they'll mind if I talk about that. And then also talk about Baylor McKinney on 380 at Lake Forest, where my wife serves on the board. This is a great family of health care facilities, Baylor. The Baylor Regional Medical Center and the BaylorScoliosisCenter.com.
For 90 years, always in touch with what North Texas is talking about. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this summer with Bonide's Sedge Ender. Bonide's Sedge Ender is the ultimate systemic nut sedge, grassy, and broadleafed weed killer. It kills and prevents most weeds right down to the roots with just one application. Sedge Ender won't harm lawn grasses. It can be applied from now until late fall. Sedge Ender is available in a concentrate that will cover up to 8,700 square feet. So don't wait. Pick up Bonide Sedge Ender today and get rid of your lawn of nut sedge this weekend. Sedge Ender is available at these fine stores: Northeast Texas Co-op in Sulphur Springs, Marshall Grain in Fort Worth, and at the Plant Shed in the Fort Worth Metroplex. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. This is Bonide Sedge Ender, BONIDE SEDGE, Bonide Sedge Ender, I mispronounce Ender of all things, Bonide.com. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom again. Our friend Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 9:34. Tropical storm warning in effect from Alabama to Florida Panhandle. Todd Kimmerlane with the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Debbie gaining in momentum as it moves north.
One of our chief concerns is that because this system is not moving a whole lot, that over portions of the North Central Gulf Coast, there's going to be a very strong onshore flow of winds or easterly flow of winds.
And the storm's track is uncertain. The Hurricane Center says residents from Texas to Florida should remain alert to Debbie's movements. There's a new poll out finds a quarter of the nation's registered voters remain uncommitted in this year's presidential race. The latest Associated Press GFK poll finds 27% of respondents have little, if any, preference for President Barack Obama or Republican hopeful Mitt Romney. And NATO has scheduled a meeting for Tuesday to discuss Syria's downing of a Turkish warplane. Turkey says the jet was downed in international airspace after it mistakenly entered Syria. And WBAP News time now is 9:35.
And one trouble spot to pass along in Dallas County. Crews have worked to clear an accident. Loop 12 northbound at Singleton Boulevard. At last report, the two right lanes are blocked. Already stop and go in the area. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Dive into summer savings with the help of 99 Cents Only Stores. Get colorful sand buckets with shovels, toy water guns, and beach balls for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the WBAP DriverSelect.com on-time traffic watch, I'm Ben Martin.
And the WBAP weather in touch forecast, sunny and hot, the high 100 this afternoon, clear 74 tonight, sunny and 101 tomorrow for your Tuesday. Look for sunny skies, hot and up near 101 again. Right now, sunny, it's 84 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 9:36. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
On the next Chris Kroc program on WBAP, you're about to get on a plane. You're wearing a shirt with a low neckline. Some cleavage is showing. You're asked to cover it up. You do have a flannel you can button up, but why should you? When you can take a picture of yourself, put it online, and play victim. That's coming up Monday night from 8 till midnight on the Chris Kroc Show on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Hi folks, Randy White here, and boy have I got a deal for you. We all know AgPower is your one-stop shop for everything John Deere, but you just have to come see the 1 Series utility tractor for yourself. It's like the best of a lawnmower combined with the power of a John Deere tractor. And with dozens of attachments available, there's no big job this little tractor can't handle. Hurry to AgPower today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit ag-power.com to find a location nearest you.
Offer ends 7/31/2012. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Niels Berry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Niels Berry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsberry.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary. I hope you will. It goes out this week, and it's going to be a very special one, and we would love to have you there. It's free. Always will be. We don't spam you. neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, and sign up for eGardens. You'll see all the information down the lower right. In fact, at the very bottom lower right of our homepage, you'll see a little thin sliver that says click here to see the most recent. And that one is a month old now, so some of the information's a little gray bearded, and don't let that throw you off. But you'll see the width and breadth of this publication we put out, and it's free, as I said. And then that's how you spell my name on Facebook, if you want to go there. You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-type shutters, and if so, then Sunburst Shutters is the place to call. For 4 or 5 years now, I've told you about Sunburst Shutters, and for 4 or 5 years, I've told you that we have them at our home. And so unlike just an average voice out there talking about Sunburst Shutters, I am a customer. I'm a very happy customer, as is my wife. She's very happy, which makes me a very happy customer and a very happy husband. We love Sunburst Shutters at our home, and you will too. They use an engineered wood substitute called Polywood. It is their exclusive property. It's designed specifically for shutter application. It's synthetic, has no natural wood in it. It's solid, has same classic look as wood, and many of the benefits without the drawbacks. It won't crack or warp or split or rot or peel. It's color fast. It's white or off-white, doesn't yellow. This is great. Lifetime warranty. And it qualifies as a green product. It just has all kinds of things going for it. That's Sunburst Shutters. The shutters are custom fit to every opening in your home. So call Collins Jones or any of the other folks there at Sunburst Shutters, and they will be happy to come to your home to measure and bring samples and show you what they're all about. Their phone number is 214-343-2601, 214-343-2601. On the web, you can see what they look like. It's sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right. Thank you, Mary. And let's go right back to those phone lines. We have Diana from Justin who is calling back. She is the apartment manager. We lost the call a few minutes ago. How can I help you? I don't know how much of my answer you were able to hear.
Well, I've got part of it recorded.
But,
I'd have to go back and listen to it. But I was wanting to know more about the watering for the plants that I suggested, the maiden grass, knockout roses, excavator grasses.
All right. And you did or did not hear any of my answer?
I heard part of it.
Okay, because I sure went into long detail. Let me give you kind of the short version of it, Diana. You dare not let them dry. Better to water 6 hours too early than to wait 6 hours too long on new plants. Okay. So I'm guessing that you're going to need to hand water with a water breaker, or I guess you could use some other means of putting water out slowly and deeply, but you'll need to hand water them I water my new plants that I put out this winter every 2 days, and I also mulch them, and both of those things help a great deal, but I do not want to lose hollies and other things. Some of those plants don't wilt noticeably. The grasses aren't going to wilt, and you're not going to know when they're too dry until they turn brown, and they probably won't die, but they certainly are weakened by that, and so are the salvias. You just don't dare let them get too dry, so you don't want to water them if they're already wet, but you need to look at them every day. Probably at 102 degrees, you'll be watering every other day. At 95 degrees, maybe every third day.
Okay. And use a Miracle-Gro. I just planted them yesterday.
Right.
Is that a good suggestion?
It's a suggestion. You can do that. I would probably get them established before I expected them to need fertilizer very much. And I'm a big proponent of for in-ground plants of granular fertilizers, where you put the same thing on that you put on your lawn, of course without any weed killer. But that would be it would be an all nitrogen fertilizer.
All nitrogen. Okay. From John Deere Landscaping, the 19-19-19.
But that's not all nitrogen. The first number is nitrogen.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever you get it, you want to get a quality fertilizer where it's all nitrogen and where half of that nitrogen is in slow-release form. The middle number is phosphorus, and that is what is accumulating in our clay soils to toxic levels.
But, okay.
Diana, that should get you started, and I am so glad you called back. You've waited almost an hour cumulatively between your two calls, and you're a sweet person to do that. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck with it. Just be patient and don't let them get dry. That's the main thing. All right. Let me go also to Justin with Mike, who is there. Mike, how can I help you now?
Morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I just had about 30 acres of land that was land farmed, you know, when they come in and put drilling mud in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different minerals and stuff in the soil. Where can I send the soil to be analyzed to see what best crop?
Okay, well, I don't work in ag crops very much, and so probably what you'd want to do would be to – I am going to give you an answer because I think it's probably going to end up being the same answer. But you would want to – what are you, Denton County?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to contact the Denton County office of the Texas AgriLife Extension. AgriLife is a cute word that they've decided to put together at College Station. It's my hometown. I worked for the Texas Agricultural Extension Service, and that was a great name. I'm a little bitter, can you tell? But Texas AgriLife Extension is what you want to look up in the phone, if you have a phone book, and contact them and talk to either to an agronomist or to their county extension agent in agriculture. Now, the soil testing lab at Texas A&M is going to be where they're going to recommend and where I would recommend both homeowners for their home gardens and landscapes, and also would recommend that you send the samples. And the only difference is going to be that you're going to have a really big difference in an area where a lot of the, I don't know what to call it, but you call it mud, so I'll call it mud, where the mud has been dumped, as opposed to 200 yards away where you just have your native soil. And so that's why you need to get an agronomist involved in this before you start determining what crops to grow. I would certainly have a soil test run on your native soil somewhere where it is totally non-impacted by any of this, and see where you were, and then see what impact the mud has made on the rest of the property. And then you'll get a better idea of, well, did it change the pH of the soil? Did it bring up soluble salts that I can't deal with? And then they can give you guidance as to how to cope. Time will help you cope more than anything, probably.
Okay. I should appreciate it. Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you called. Good luck with it all. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to come back to Brent in Weatherford, Bo in Mansfield, John in Mertzon coming up. I believe that's Mertzon. Not sure of the spelling there. We will come up to them in just a moment. And in the meanwhile, let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This is an offer I've never done before, and I just was curious to give it a try because I wanted to have a short-term offer in here that might catch on and might stay around a little while. No guarantees of that. Your subscription, 1 year, $23.95. That's the normal price for the subscription. With yours, you can give a second gift subscription at half that price. That's just $11.97. And so the total price is $35.92. I know it's an odd amount, but so is the offer. It's an odd offer. 1 year, your subscription at $23.95, a gift subscription at $11.97, total price that you pay $35.92. Now, if you prefer, you can give yourself the gift and get a 2 year subscription for $35.92. The normal 2 year subscription price is $42.95. So, yes, that is quite a deal. That's more than a $7 discount when you do it that way. So you don't want to miss that opportunity. Please call before 11 today. Here is the number, and you can do it either way you want. Satisfaction, of course, is guaranteed. But for 11, you must call 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. You're ready to relax poolside with family and friends, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, if you're experiencing a severe algae bloom and your pool is green, the Pool Life Clear-X shock system can turn your pool sparkling blue again. This two-part system destroys the bacteria and algae that have taken over your pool and makes it easy to vacuum out. Anytime a severe algae bloom occurs, the pool can be treated and returned to its clear blue appearance within 24 hours by using Pool Life Clear-X, available from Dixon Brothers. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter with Clear-X from Pool Life's exclusive pool care collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Clear-X is available at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful. One day at a
time, serenity. I said it before, last week when that aired, I love getting to record these young men and women. It is just a treat. They are so humble and so grateful. That's what we all ought to be, you know, grateful for our chance to be on this earth and humble that we all are vulnerable to various frailties. Let me tell you right now about Ortho Bug Be Gone Max and Ortho Home Defense Max, two more great products from Ortho. Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Don't let them get into your house either. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 punch. Your step one, use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier to kill insects inside and to keep the insects out. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months. months indoors on non-porous surfaces. That includes black widow and brown recluse spiders, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with the Comfort Wand. It's a revolutionary battery-powered applicator, the easy way to spray. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. Step 2. Apply Ortho Bug Begone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting. It takes care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Right now, Home Depot has a bonus buy. Buy the new Home Defense Wand and get Ortho Home Defense Hornet and Wasp Aerosol Spray for $14.88 while the supplies last. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Begone Max from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Always read all product labels and follow their directions. Ortho Home Defense Max, Ortho Bug Begone Max, ortho.com. All right, several questions. I want to get to all of these before the newscast because they're all things I can help with, and I'll be very succinct. We had one person who dropped off, was going to be planting peaches, peach pits to grow trees. That's a mistake. They don't come true from seed. If you want to go to all the trouble of growing peach trees and pruning them and spraying them, you need to spend the $15 or $25 up front to get a good tree of a known variety. Peach seeds do not come true. Brent in Weatherford, this is Neil. Good morning. Brent? Hello, Brent. Randy, you got it? There we go. Okay, Brent, how can I help you?
Are you there?
I'm waiting on you.
Okay. Hey, Neil, I've got a squash plant.
All right.
It's huge. It's like 10 feet in diameter going everywhere, but it's not producing any fruit.
All right. Are you on a speakerphone by any chance?
Well, I didn't think I was.
Okay. You may not be. Maybe my headphones. Brent, the squash that and it does bloom, but just no fruit, you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you what happens, and I've had that question several times this year, not so much on the air, I think once or twice, but everywhere I walk and go, it seems. Squash plants have male and female flowers. The female flowers have the swollen stems that become the fruit. Male flowers do not have those swollen stems, and male flowers have the pollen. You need to look at them very carefully and watch them at two or three times during the day. If you're not seeing honeybees, then they're not getting pollinated, and you need to do that pollinating. You need to take some of the male flowers off just one at a time, peel the petals back, and then daub the pollen onto the female flowers. That will do the trick. I probably would do it early in the morning. Pollen is usually most viable before it gets really hot in the afternoon. And that's exactly what you need to do. Squash operates that way. All of the cucurbits, all of the melons and cucumbers do that same thing. I appreciate your call. I'm not sure he's still there. It's really a lot clicking around. Bo in Mansfield, this is Neil. How can I help you, Bo?
First of all, thank you for telling us about the caterpillars. I called you a couple months ago. We did let them live and made beautiful butterflies in our yard.
Oh, how cool. Good.
The reason I'm calling today is because we have about 90 huge oak trees, and I've noticed that three of our trees, the bark is falling off, but it's green up top, and I'm wondering if I should cut them down or if they have a disease or something.
All right. The only way, what kind of oaks are they? Post oaks? Rounded.
You know, I honestly don't know. They're
rounded or pointed lobes on them, on the
rounded.
Leaves. Rounded, that'd be post oaks. Those are the natives to that corridor down through Arlington Mansfield. Bo, I really, in this case, think you might want to get an arborist out because there's so much involved with the value of the trees. I would recommend that you look up hypoxylin canker. And I'm hearing that you're driving, so I'm not going to try to spell it. But I'll tell you where you can find it, and a photo of it, is by going to one of my advertisers' websites, and that's Arborological Services. And you're going to have to spell their name to get there. It's Arborilogical, all one word. And it's kind of a push-together word. Arborilogical, it means referring to trees. A-R-B-O-R-I, and then logical, with no hyphens. arborological.com, and then they have some really good photos of hypoxylin canker. All of us in this business are getting a lot of calls about hypoxylin canker this year. In cases, it can be fatal. If it's just a minor infestation of it or an outbreak of it, then maybe there can be some help. You can't do much to help post oaks. They don't want our help, and they pout if we start doing very much around them, so you have to be kind of guarded. That would be the time to get a really good certified arborist on duty. And since I've given you their website and told you they're my advertiser, I will tell you that if I put you on hold, that's the name and the number and website that they would have given you on hold. So I just did something I never do, and that is give a plug for a company. But you need a certified arborist of some sort to get in and look at them.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Let me go to John and Mertzon, and that will catch us up with the calls that have been sitting there a little bit. John, this is Neil. I have about a minute, and you want to grow trumpet vines from seed. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me tell you why that would be a very bad mistake.
Okay.
Are these landscape trumpet vines, or are they out in the wild?
Well, I think they're landscape.
If they're landscape with the larger flowers like Madame Galen, they may or may not have viable seed. And if they do have viable seed, they may or may not even come close to coming true from seed. They're very easy to root from cuttings, and you don't want to take the chance of genetic variability that you would get from seed.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing that just drives people nuts is when they get a wild acting native trumpet vine that's coming up all through their yard, and the good ones that you see in landscapes like Madame Galen and a couple of the others.
Yeah, this is bright orange, big flowers.
Well, the big flowers is the key. That's Madame Galen, G-A-L-E-N, and that one you can root from cuttings. You can pull some of the small branches that are a half or a third the size of a pencil, pull them down to the ground and put a rock on them, and they'll root into the ground. Then you can sever them. That's tip layering. There are a lot of ways you can start it, but don't grow them from seed.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks for calling. David and Crowley will come up right after the news, and I've cleared a whole batch of phone calls in the last 10 or 15 minutes. So we have open lines for sale. They're free today only. Get them while they're free. 800-288-WBAP. Like we're going to make you pay otherwise. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now. We have 1 hour to go. 800-288-9227. I'm Neil Sperry. Join me on Facebook. Join me at my website, neilsperry.com, and just plain old Neil Sperry on Facebook. Stay tuned. We'll be back.